This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Educated Investor Show. It is brought to you by Seashon Financial. They are with the Householder Group, estate and retirement specialist. And each week, David Seashon joins us, and we are glad to welcome David back today. David, we used to say we made it through the week. Now we're saying we made it through the weekend.
Boy, I know. Isn't that something unbelievable, Scott?
Man,
unbelievable.
I'm telling you, and I was talking with Stephanie there at your office a little bit earlier today, and I said, you know, it's hard to believe where we are when we were doing shows in January and February and very early March. The world seemed to be a pretty perfect place with the economy and all the things were doing really well. And then to see where we are today is unreal.
And it didn't take but a nanosecond.
It didn't. You're right.
And that's what's so unfortunate about this situation. We have to contend with, huge unemployment, 40 million, and then we have this virus that we can't seem to get control of, and now we've got these riots.
Yeah.
It's just one thing after another in a country that's supposed to be the leader of the world.
Sure, absolutely. Once again, check out the website, seashonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N. And David is kind enough to join us each week to just talk about all the different things with investment and retirement planning, and we touch on a lot of different areas. And David, as you and I were talking a little bit before the show today, we have doled out a lot of money as a government, and at some point, it's going to cost us, isn't it?
Well, it is. Nothing is free. Several years ago, and it was just a several, they were, different reports were saying that, we have 15, 20, 22 trillion in debt and so forth and so on. And there was a government report that came out and said that because of interest rates that were increasing until recently, of course, the U.S. national debt, Social Security, and Medicare will absorb about 92 cents of every single dollar of the Federal Reserve by the year 2019. What year are we in now, Scott?
Wow, 2020.
2020. And guess what? The government has added to that with, $3-5 trillion just in a month and a half or 2 months, and looks like they're going to have to give us more. Now, I know all of this sounds interesting in a sense, but I don't know how many people know what $1 trillion is.
Right.
$1 trillion, if we were to use as an example, $1 meaning being 1 second, $1 million would be about 11.5 days. $1 billion is 32 years. $1 trillion is about 32,000 years.
My.
That's 1 trillion. We got scores of trillions. It is unbelievable. So that's why I've always said to folks, I try to educate people on the fact that we should be looking at going from forever taxed of our dollars to never taxed.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier said than done, and not everybody can necessarily do never taxed. But I'm always a believer that if we can pay the tax just on the seed, sometimes we can get the crop tax free.
Sure.
And it's always better to look at it. With all of these monies, the debt that the government is incurring now, where do you think the government's going to come and get that money from?
Yes, sir.
It's going to come from our pockets, in our pocketbooks, in taxation. And I'm a believer that, you should do whatever you can to mitigate your tax situation currently, because they're going to come after it. The government recently gave us a reprieve for those people that have to take their required minimum distributions now every year. we made an agreement with the government, and the agreement was we can put this money away and it's going to grow tax deferred for a long, long time. But sooner or later, the government's going to come knocking on our door because they want to get the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year they gave us a reprieve because of the situations in this country about getting a waiver for required minimum distributions for this year, which is nice. We don't have to take them if we don't need them. Of course, if we need the money, we're going to have to take them. But if we don't, we can postpone them. And the reason the government did that was to allow the accounts, the IRA accounts and other retirement accounts, to grow back up from the devastation that happened in February and March and get back to an account balance that's more in line with what they had on 12/31 of last year. So we got that waiver now, and that's good. Question becomes, are we going to be a seer or are we going to be a sucker in viewing taxation? It's easy to put our heads in the sand and say, ah, let's worry about it when it comes up. But I'm a believer that you have to take corrective action as soon as you can if it fits your circumstances. And taxation is just a risk that we all have going forward. And even if our old retirement income is adequate now, if our tax brackets increase significantly, that's going to have a major effect on disposable income and being able to pay our bills comfortably in retirement.
Absolutely. David Cishan is with us once again. Cishan Financial, and they're with the Householder Group. Their number, 720-482-1917. So, David, what should people do right now? I mean, should they call you, come and sit down with you, and kind of get that initial consultation that you'll do with them, and kind of then see what they have to look at some of these areas where taxes you could help them out with?
Well, I think, you know, that obviously is the best alternative is to, without any commitments whatsoever, is to, you know, come on in. We can do it virtually, of course, but we're set up social distancing in our offices to protect and come in and preferably meet and go over the situation that a person is in.
Right.
Until I understand their tax situation and the normal parts of their life that either they're getting ready for retirement on or that they're in retirement, it's hard to talk to someone on the phone and just say you should do this or this. You really
sure.
have to understand them a little bit more thoroughly so that you can say, well, you know, I think that's an option. I think maybe because you don't have to take your RMD this year, maybe we ought to look at converting that to a Roth. We're in some of the lowest tax brackets we've been in 40 years, and that's going to change 2025, if not sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's the time to look at that. Or maybe we need to redirect some of these monies to places that grow tax-free and come out tax-free forever and ever. And it's just not a Roth.
Right.
That could be some forms of insurance, for example. There's a variety of things that could fit. Many of them may not fit. But until you explore them and see, and you can make an educated decision, you're kind of behind the eight ball. So, and again, one of the things that I was reading the other day, now this happened to be, a couple of years ago that the article was written, but it says, according to the Congressional Budget Office, if Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid go unchanged, and of course they have, now we've got these other problems,
mm-hmm.
the rate for the lowest tax bracket would increase from 10% to 25%. The current 25% bracket, or 24, would increase to 63%. And the highest bracket would go from 35 to 88%. Now, some people hear me say that, and they say, you're crazy. It ain't ever going to happen. Well, from 1960 to 63, the lowest marginal bracket was 20%. The
wow.
middle bracket was 69. And the highest marginal was 91%. That's unbelievable.
Yes, sir.
And we could see this again. That's why it's important for people to pay attention to taxation and taxes in light of all of the debt we are incurring to try to get ourselves out of this mess that we are in, not only health-wise, but economic-wise.
Absolutely. And, you know, just watching what we watched over the weekend, too, boy, your heart just goes out to a lot of these people that have poured their life into owning a business and having a business and then not being able to open for the last 3 months, so taking the financial hit there, and then the ones, especially in the downtown area around the Capitol now, having to, you know, spend a lot of money on getting their businesses back in shape and windows replaced and you know, all the looting that's going on. I mean, man, there's going to be a lot of people just in really horrific shape here and there.
Yeah, there's no question. There's tremendous pain for a lot of these small businesses because of the situation. I just wish that there's nothing wrong with protesting and doing the things the right way, but
right.
Take it out on your neighbors who have nothing to do with anything.
Sure.
Is not a good thing. It's just not wise. It just adds to this dilemma we're in. It's going to make it even harder for us to come out and delayed. With all those people marching, I don't know what's going to happen when they start testing these people in a week or two or three, and whether this virus is going to spread and then force the government to really shut down operations in cities and towns. That would be just unbelievably pathetic.
Absolutely. Once again, David Cishan is with us each week at this time, CishanFinancialServices.com. And David offers a free consultation, folks, 720-482-1917. And, you know, David, I was kind of thinking about why you're talking, and over the years we've talked about your financial house and building it with a and, you know, and when I think about that second opinion and maybe having to come in and tweak some things, it's almost like, hey, a lot of us have, you know, you maybe have built a house and it was perfect for you at that time, but every once in a while you got to remodel. You got to do something different to fit your needs, and that's kind of what this is. I mean, you kind of got to look at it like that where, you, hey, you're not changing the whole house, but you need to tweak a few things to make it better for you now.
Well, you know, and that's just it. People have gotten this far in lives, let's say close to retirement or in retirement. You know, they don't have to have a major reconstruction. You know, normally it's just tweaking here or there or learning about some of the things that are now available. I mean, I get a kick when I mention to people that if you're afraid of investing in the market, and that's okay, you know, maybe you'd want to buy a, go to the bank and buy a CD to be safe. Most people never knew or even heard of that you can buy what they call market link certificates of deposit, FDIC insured. And again, it's education. It's not that the tool is the key for your future or anything like that. It's just knowing what's going on, and little tweaks along the way can make a big difference to the bottom line that you have to live on for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Well, David, as always, great information, and we will look forward to our visit next week. And, folks, again, boy, we just don't know what this economy is going to do, so don't waste any more time. Give David a call, 720-482-1917. If you've got a plan, hey, he'll do a second opinion for you. And if you don't have anything, David will be glad to help you out. And once again, their website is CishanFinancialServices.com. David, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
All right, sir. You as well. You've been listening to The Educated Investor, and we'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at stackoptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad you are with us today, joined alongside Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our show is brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage and Mr. Steve Hurley. Steve is a reverse mortgage specialist. And Kurt, glad to have you in again today.
It's very nice to be here. It's another beautiful day in Colorado.
It absolutely is. And we are glad to have some good clients of Steve Hurley's join us on the line today. We've got Larry and Betsy Porter. So, folks, how are y'all doing today?
Really?
Doing good.
So, Larry, we wanted to get you and Betsy on and just kind of talk with you about reverse mortgage. And we can kind of start at the beginning. First of all, it's finding someone you can trust and someone that you feel good talking with and sharing a lot of information about yourself. So, Larry, take just a minute and tell us, you know, how you found Mr. Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage, and just tell us anything you would like about that.
Well, I started looking into it about 3 years before we actually did it, and I'd seen ads on the TV, and I forget exactly how I got a hold of Steve. I saw his name somewhere, got his phone number somewhere. And we talked it over that time, and then I didn't go ahead with it, which I'm sorry I didn't, but that's history, you know.
Sure.
And so then when I made the decision, Betsy had a stroke and had to quit her work, and we were going to try to keep what money we had saved up fairly safe. So when I made the decision to try to do it, I got a hold of Steve again, and he set us up.
So, wow. Well, that's great.
Now, yeah. I've known Steve for quite a while. Explain to me what do you like about Steve? What did he do that made you decide that he was the guy you wanted to go forward with?
Well, when I talked to him the first time, he sent me his card and said, it's okay that you're not going to do it now. If you ever want to do it, though, please give me a call. So I automatically give him a call. And then when he always came out to our house and handled everything from here. We didn't have to go in town or anything.
Wow.
We did everything with him here or by phone.
Well, that made it much easier. Now, you had talked about, you had thought about it for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Betsy, can you tell us what attracted you to the reverse? What made you decide that was the reverse mortgage was the product you wanted for you?
Oh, it was easy. And it worked for us completely.
There was an issue. Larry was saying that you had a stroke and you retired. So
right.
You were trying to supplement your income?
Yes, yeah. That income was gone. And there were things that we still wanted to do. We wanted to do a little traveling and just feel financially secure as we both were in retirement.
That's great. And, Betsy, you know, it's always great, too. I mean, all of us want to stay in our home as long as we can, too. And it's great how the reverse mortgage works is, you know, you still own your home just like you do. Because there's so many people out there that, you know, have gotten some bad information. So, you know, you own your home just like you do if you had a regular mortgage on it, you know.
And I'm still surrounded by all my stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it.
Wow. Well, that's good. Yeah. We are speaking with Larry Porter and Betsy, and they are clients of Steve Hurley's. And if you'd like to call Steve, give him a call, 303-885-0254. It is a free consultation, and as these fine folks have said, Steve will come to you, and that will help you and sit down with you. And, Betsy, you know, let's talk about just explaining it, because, as we said, sometimes there's some misinformation out there, and sometimes, you know, people just don't understand all the reverse mortgage can do for you. Kind of talk about, you know, Steve coming out and sitting down with you that first time and just kind of explaining everything.
Well, he did a very good, thorough job, and there was a lot about it that I had not understood. Larry had done most of the studying on it, and I didn't know that we could live here as long as we wanted to. And the responsibility of house payments was gone, and there was some cash available for traveling or whatever we needed. And it's just a very simple, easy way to live in retirement or old age, still live in your house, and be happy.
Yeah, it kind of takes the pressure off of using your retirement money to continue to make a house payment.
Right.
Yep.
Now, Larry, how long have you guys had this loan?
How long was what?
How long have you had the reverse mortgage?
Only about 2 years.
Okay.
A little over 2 years, actually. About 2 years ago is when they actually finalized it.
Now, another question I have. You guys, Betsy mentioned that you got some cash out, or have you, when you closed on the loan, did they give you cash up front, or did you get it later?
We got cash up front. We could have got a lot more than we took, but that other cash is still laying there. We just haven't had to tap into it.
So that's kind of a point I wanted to bring up. That's a kind of a benefit. You didn't have to take the cash out. You can let it sit there, and it grows as you go along, right?
Right, exactly.
Now,
and there's quite a few options on that. That's just the way we chose to do it.
There are quite a few options. You're right. Now, Betsy also mentioned that one of the reasons you wanted to do this was travel. So in the 2 years, have you traveled any? And if so, where?
Some. We haven't traveled as much as we really would like to. Well, let's put it this way. We haven't traveled quite as much as Betsy would like to.
Now, Betsy, what's on your bucket list? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Branson.
Branson, all right.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, that's a great place.
We've been down there a few times. She wants to go back, and we probably will do that this spring sometime.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a great sponsor, Cousins RV. They'll hook you up with an RV, and you guys can just hit the road.
Well, we've got our own RV.
Okay, all right. Good deal.
Yeah.
So, Betsy, this kind of, you know, the whole idea, sometimes people, you know, really, really have a need, you know, of money, or maybe fixing their house or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But talk about just the peace of mind that this gave you. Once you got it, you know, it's just nice to know you've got something there in case you need it, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, it's like a savings account as far as the cash goes, and it took all the pressure off our monthly incomes. And and for me it was a big relief,
right?
Because when I left work, of course, my income was gone.
Sure.
So it sounds like Larry retired before you did, Betsy.
Yes, he did.
He got
look
you.
At that, Larry.
Larry, what are you doing?
I've been retired forever.
yeah. And Larry, you know, hey, this means a lot to you too. I mean, man.
Oh, absolutely.
How long have y'all been married?
We're coming up to 64 years.
64 years. So, Larry, yep. When you look at this, and you guys worked hard all your life, and, you know, this is something that it's nice to just be able to fall back on and know that you guys earned this, so to speak, to just have this time of relaxation and have some money, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'd made payments on, we bought this in 95, and so we did it 2 years ago. So we'd made some good, we had it paid down pretty well. That's another reason it worked good for us, you know?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep. Larry, when you did your research, what did you learn in the research that you didn't know about or you thought was that you had been taught that was incorrect that Steve talked to you about?
Well, you know, I thought, and this is what I said, the day, and I guess I can say this on the air, the day that we actually signed all the papers, Steve and a CPA came out, and we sat at the table, and we got all done, and Steve says, "How do you feel, Larry?" I said, "I think I just give my house to the government." And he said, "Now, Larry, you know better than that. I've been through all of it." So I didn't realize, you know, that we can stay here as long as we're alive.
Sure.
And then the kids have the opportunity to sell it and pay off, and if there should be some cash in there for them, too. And one thing we did was we talked to the kids first, because I thought maybe one of them would always want this place, but nobody was very interested in it. So that just cut me loose to do whatever I felt I wanted to do. And so the reverse mortgage worked great for us.
Right. And this is a great point, because I think sometimes, you know, I mean, hey, we all have to be careful out there. There's a lot of shysters out there, you know.
Amen.
And boy,
amen.
to have somebody you can trust, Steve. And I mean, hey, and Steve has always said, hey, you can bring your CPA, your attorney, your kids, whatever. I mean, this is something where he wants everybody to know what's going on and what to
exactly.
expect. And if anybody's got questions, they're there to answer them for you.
He's a very upfront guy.
And Larry, I respect you for saying that you sat down with your kids prior, because I thought the same things. One of my kids would want my house, but after the conversation with them, they don't want the house. They want what's in it.
Yeah. Well, we're praying that they'll take what's in it, but I don't know.
Because sometimes we collect way too much stuff.
Oh, we have. That's for sure.
Well, Larry and Betsy, hey, we appreciate you coming on and just, you know, hey, this is unscripted and just getting your opinion and getting, you know, how a reverse mortgage was able to help you guys. So we appreciate your time and thank you for your kindness and coming on the show today. We appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
It's our pleasure.
All right. Well, y'all
take
care. And that is Larry and Betsy Porter. And you know what? Hey, you can tell this is something that was of great help to them. And Steve Hurley will be glad to give you, you know, come out, sit down with you. And as they mentioned, hey, get your kids, get your attorney, get your CPA, get whoever you want to get there to come. Steve will answer your questions and figure out if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Steve's number, 303-885-0254. So, Kurt, thank you very much, sir.
It was a pleasure talking with those folks. They just showed you. You know, with all the hard work, what it can do for you and how you can get it back.
Absolutely. Call Steve right now, 303-885-0254.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, "Oh, that's not for me," just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
We'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. This show is brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. And each week, a member of the team there joins us, and we talk about different health topics and different things and issues and conditions that Integrated Health Systems can help you with. Today, we're glad to have Dr. Perry Maynard with us. Dr. Maynard, how are you, sir?
For having me.
Absolutely. It is good to have you. And hey, with everything going on, as I told a guest earlier, we made it through the weekend. We used to say we made it through the week. Now we say we made it through the weekend.
Yep. It definitely is crazy times indeed.
Boy, for sure. And you know what? Unfortunately, our topic today may be in tune with some of the things from the weekend, but and not trying to make a joke out of that, it is serious business. And concussions are a very serious thing, and that's what we're going to talk about today with Dr. Maynard, some signs and symptoms that you might have a concussion. And you know, Dr. Maynard, first thing I'd like to say is, and then I'm going to let you kind of define even what a concussion is, but no matter who I talk to about this, most everyone think a concussion is only when you're knocked out and you lose consciousness, but that is not true, is it?
No, not at all. And honestly, even more so, a lot of people think that you need to hit your head in order to have a concussion. You know, a lot of people may say, well, I slipped on ice and I didn't actually hit my head. Therefore, you know, I'm good to go. But really, you know, anything that creates you know, some sort of rotational force or movement of the head, you know, even something like a whiplash can create a concussion. So, there's definitely a lot of misleading information out there.
Absolutely. All right, we'll kind of go through, and are you going to be doing a webinar? I didn't get a chance to ask you that before on this.
Yep, we're going to be doing a webinar tomorrow night on the topic of, you know, how do I know or did I suffer a concussion? Because a lot of people may get into a car accident. They may fall on ice. Something may happen. They may say, well, you know, I have this and this symptom, you know, but they may think, like you said, well, I didn't lose consciousness, or I'm not vomiting, or I'm not super dizzy. Therefore, you know, I'm not concussed. When really there can be a lot of other symptoms that can be related. So we will be doing a webinar on that tomorrow night.
All right. And all you have to do is call the office, 303-781-5617, and they will give you the necessary information on that to get the link to that. But it is interactive, and very, very good information is given out there at the Integrative Health Systems webinars that they do. So when you talk about a concussion, so what you're saying is it doesn't have to be a blow to the head. It can just be shaking of the head or body, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. You're 100% correct. Anything that will cause acceleration, deceleration of the brain has the potential of causing a concussion, right? Because it will cause the brain to kind of bounce around in the skull, but also kind of rotate and shift. Because if you really think about your brain, it's just a big kind of chunk of fat, in essence, right? And it's a very malleable structure, and that's why it's in this deep skull with a lot of fluid to try to protect it. So really anything that causes the brain to move quickly and stop quickly has the potential of causing a concussion. So that could be a direct blow to the head. That could be whiplash from being rear-ended, or like you said, shaking or slipping and falling, multiple different mechanisms.
So, you know, one thing I looked up on this, and just one stat I saw that said there were more than 3 million cases a year of concussions. And I don't know what numbers you've seen, but near correct?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it's interesting because that's definitely a correct statistic, and I would argue to say it's probably far more common. I mean, when you're looking at that statistic, you're looking at, you know, most likely cases that are diagnosed in a hospital setting or even a primary care setting, you know, probably most likely, honestly, a hospital setting where it's going to get reported. And there's so many patients that don't go to the hospital. They don't go to the doctor. And it's not till six months later when it hasn't resolved or a year later that it hasn't resolved. So I would argue that that number is probably far higher than that's listed.
Okay. So let's get into some of the symptoms and maybe even take each one on a case-by-case basis. And one thing I looked up, and it just said headaches, so I'll let you comment on this. Because, I mean, I know people that have headaches a lot, and you wonder if they ever look back and think, hey, quit taking the aspirin and Excedrin and all the things because maybe you had a concussion.
Definitely. So, yeah, headaches can be very, very complex, and there can be numerous things, but it is a very common thing to see after a head injury. And most commonly, the big reasons I see headaches after head injuries are a few different things. Once, a lot of times it can be neck involved, right? So if there's a whiplash or, once again, a huge movement of the head, damage either done to the neck or the nerves in the neck that innervate the scalp or the top of the head, sometimes you can get irritated, and that can cause headaches. Visual issues, so a lot of times with head injuries, you damage the areas of the brain that help the eyes track or move, so then your eyes become kind of inefficient. So then those are the people that may get headaches with screen time, reading, concentration, focusing. And then the other big thing is that whenever you have a head injury, you can think about it, your brain goes from being like a fuel-efficient Prius getting 40 miles to the gallon to a gas-guzzling, let's say, Hummer that gets 10 miles to the gallon and is just very inefficient with energy. Mm-hmm. So now these are the patients that say, wow, by 12 o'clock I have a headache, I'm going to exhaust it, right? Because their brain is just not able to use that fuel, and a lot of times that can manifest in a headache. So headaches are very, very common with head injuries, and then the key is saying, okay, what might be the possible mechanism from the head injury? But you're completely correct. A lot of people don't take the time to look back and say, when did the headache start? When did the dizziness start? And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. It did start after that car accident. I never thought of that.
Right.
You know? So very much, and that's where, you know, taking a detailed history is very, very important. And something we do is taking those signs and symptoms and really trying to triangulate them back to when did they start. And the better timeline you can create, you can start to identify different triggers, whether that's a head injury or something else.
So, you know, one thing we might even step back and say, if you feel like that, you know, you may have suffered an injury, like Dr. Maynard saying, through a car wreck or a fall or something, you should seek immediate medical attention and don't just wait and see how you feel, right?
Yes, I completely agree. I think, you know, most people will be okay and most people do recover. That being said, it's very important to see somebody, especially in the acute stages, depending on the severity of the head injury, because you always want to make sure that there's not a bleed or something more serious going on. And that's where I think hospitals do a very good job in ruling out serious things like bleeds and stuff like that. But I think what sets us aside is really looking at function, because also a lot of patients go to the hospital and they just get told, you have a concussion, go rest. And then that's when the problems really start, when things don't start to get better. So they need to see someone who really understands and looks at the brain more so functionally in the way it kind of integrates and looks at multiple disciplines to see, yeah, you may not die from this head injury, but, you know, there's still areas in your brain that are kind of a little bit wonky, right? These different hubs or networks aren't really communicating how they should be. And from my experience, the longer one goes with those symptoms, they start to create more and more symptoms because their brain is trying to compensate for them. And a lot of times those compensation cause more and more symptoms and worsening. So you're totally correct. Waiting out longer and longer with concussion symptoms is the last thing anyone should do. If someone's still experiencing symptoms after 2 to 3 weeks, they need to seek care for sure.
Dr. Perry Maynard is with us from Integrated Health Systems. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617. They will be doing an absolute free webinar tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and if you'd like to join that, just give the office a call there. Again, the number, 303-781-5617, and they will get you the information for the link there. Now, and then we'll get off headaches, but after, what do your patients mainly show? Do they show a constant headache that doesn't go away, or maybe one that comes in the morning, one in the evening, or is just every situation different?
Every situation is different, kind of all of the above. You know, a lot of times you might have some individuals where it's been a constant headache, other ones where it's gotten a little bit better, but it's still an issue. Either way, for most of them, it's usually a little bit maybe better in the morning, and then it gets worse as the day goes on. So the more their brain gets fatigued, the worse their headache is, the more they take on in their life. So maybe they say, hey, on the weekend it's pretty good, but when I go to work it gets even worse. When I'm in front of computer screens, when I read, those are very common things. When I'm under, you know, crummy artificial light, or when I stress myself cognitively, do a lot of thinking and things like that, my headache gets worse. That's very common to see with head injuries. And a lot of individuals will report those type of things that really increase their symptoms.
Now, you also read about, you know, confusion or a lack of coordination. Kind of talk about that a minute.
Definitely. So I'd say, you know, besides headaches, the other really common symptoms I see are, you know, balance issues or dizziness issues, right? And with that comes a lot of confusion sometimes. So more often than not, patients will be dizzy, they'll be disoriented. And a lot of times the confusion is secondary to a lot of those disorientation, dizziness feelings, right? Because their brain really doesn't know where they are in the world and they feel lost, which then can give them that state of confusion, can create memory issues, slowing of thought, all these cognitive symptoms. But they're really secondary a lot of times to these other things that are malfunctioning, like I said, like balance and dizziness and things like that.
Right. Have you seen more of this? You know, when I grew up, soccer was not a big sport, but now it's really huge. And I mean, little bitty kids are playing it. So have you seen a lot of this even in the youth with, you know, sports, especially like soccer? And, of course, football is always football with concussions. But what about the youth and concussions?
Yeah, no, definitely. I see a ton, and it's interesting. Yeah, you think of football, and honestly, I would say I don't see as many football players as you think, and that could be also the mentality of football of, you know, suck it up, you're okay.
Right.
But yeah, no, I mean, everything from diving to definitely a lot of soccer. Lacrosse is a big one that I see a ton in. Hockey, of course, and things like that are the sports that I tend to see, honestly, more often. But yeah, you're seeing them at a younger and younger age. I played football all the way through college, and I started playing tackle football in fourth grade, and I think kids now are playing it in like second grade, mm-hmm. tackle football, which is just crazy to me. You know, being someone who loves football and played it my whole life at a high level, it's just so early for such a developing brain. So you're definitely seeing it earlier and earlier. And fortunately, kids are really good at recovering and really good at compensating. But that being said, those things can cause issues further down the line, or if they continue to take more and more hits, those things that may not have caused symptoms when they were in middle school or in high school maybe might start showing up in college, or maybe afterwards when they're working or their life gets stressful or they have a baby or things happen or someone dies in their family. That's a lot of times you see these things happen. And I think it's just kind of a buildup of where you add more and more damage to your brain. Your brain's trying so hard to compensate, and then something just decompensates you. Once again, whether it's losing a job, losing a family member, a divorce or something, and all of a sudden people are like, all these symptoms came out of nowhere. And I think that's when you really have to look into the previous history of head injuries and see, has this been something that's been building over the years?
Sure. Are you seeing now, though, more schools, coaches, and, you know, trainers with teams, are they taking these concussion things a lot more seriously in the schools?
I wish I could say yes. I feel like there's a lot of discussion about it, but, you know, I think it was about a year ago, I spent a lot of times, you know, in contact with a lot of the schools, school districts, superintendents, and, you know, and none of them were interested in a lot of things. And it was a little disconcerting to see still, I think, especially high schools, but even college and even in professional sports, you know, the management of concussions being pretty poor. I will give it to a lot of universities, especially DU. I'll see a lot of individuals from that university, and I think they actually handle it quite well and do a really good job getting their students the care they need and care for multiple different areas and things like that. So I think Denver University actually is one that I've seen that's, I think, doing a really good job with managing their students and their concussions. They seem to be very educated, up to date. And like I said, we work very closely with them. But a lot of the schools, I think, are still stuck. They're still stuck back in the day. And like I said, a lot of them don't seem to, from my experience, want to really further go into a lot of the testing. I know there's a lot of talk, but when I've seen it presented, a lot of them don't move forward with it. So it's a little sad to see, because I think that's really where it needs to start, in the children that are younger where their brain is still developing.
Right. I tell you, when we come back from our break, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, some of the things with, you know, memory loss and some other things I looked up about ringing in the ears, maybe sleeplessness, excessive fatigue. We'll talk about some of those when we come back with Dr. Perry Maynard right after this.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. We have Dr. Perry Maynard with us from Integrated Health System. They'll be doing a webinar on our topic today about concussions, and it will be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617, and the staff there will be glad to tell you how to get the link to that and where you can join in. So, Dr. Maynard, before we get to the couple of things I mentioned before the break there, when you are treating a concussion, are you doing that for sometimes several months or a year, and then they're done with treatment? Or is that something that you always kind of want to, you know, keep a hand on, so to speak?
Yeah, definitely. And that's a great question. Every patient is totally different. You can have very mild, some patients where very minor head injuries, and we may spend, you know, a few weeks up to a month and a half, and then they're doing really good. And then we, you know, we'll kind of follow up periodically, maybe for a few months, just to kind of check in, and then there may be something where I never see them again or I never hear from them again, and they're doing amazing. So a lot of people make full recoveries and feel great. But there's also the other end where I have some patients that have, you know, I've been working with in the office that I've been working with for over a year, you know,
Oh, wow. Okay.
and they're, you know, they're doing a lot better. But these are kind of more serious cases. You know, some individuals can create all sorts of autoimmune disorders and things like that. Those are the ones that tend to be longer, or they're just more serious head injuries, like maybe they're in a coma, or they couldn't walk, or they couldn't talk, and you know, maybe they were at Craig Hospital for, you know, a year, and they got them back functioning. But there's still a lot more work to be done. So it definitely depends on the case. So I'd say the shortest with TBI patients is I've had some where in a few weeks they're good to go and they're doing great. That would, I definitely say, is the exception and not the rule. I'd say most, on average, patients we'll usually work with for probably about, you know, like 6 weeks to, you know, maybe 3 months. And that could be something where they're, you know, in the office and we're doing rehabilitation, you know, maybe 2-3 times a week for a month. And then it goes down to maybe, you know, once, and then once every other. So usually there's a lot of times it's a gradual progression. But for some of these individuals, some things have to be done lifelong. That doesn't mean that they necessarily need to be in my office, but they have exercises to do. They have specific dietary things they have to do, supplementations or medications or things that they need to do to be at the top of their game. I always tell patients a lot of times with head injuries is saying, hey, you now have to be way more disciplined than someone else without a head injury. You have to make sure you're dialing everything in, from diet to sleep to managing stress to doing your exercises, so that you function better. Versus some individuals can get away with not sleeping, eating poorly, drinking, and a lot of patients with head injuries, unfortunately, they just can't get away with that anymore, and they literally have to do everything right in their daily lives to feel optimal or get back to health.
All right. Now, one thing I read about this was, you know, and you see this sometimes in the movies where somebody will have an accident and they don't remember anything. You know, they don't remember who their wife was, their kids are, and then other things that, you know, they miss some memory for a little bit of exactly what happened. Do you see, I mean, in what kind of case is that where they just don't remember anybody or anything and don't even know who they are?
Definitely, it happens. It's definitely common. I wouldn't say it's the most common thing that I see in practice with individuals, but you definitely see it, you know, individuals that, you know, a lot of times you can have different things. You can have what's called like antrograde or retrograde amnesia. So loss of memory before the accident or loss of memory after the accident. And actually that timeline and how long the time that they lose memory for is actually kind of diagnostic for how serious the head injury is. So if an individual maybe has, you know, retrograde amnesia, so that would be, you know, kind of after the head injury. So say they hit their head Tuesday at 12 in the afternoon, it would be everything on that they lost memory for. And depending on how long that is, if it's just the day, if it's 2 days, 3 days. I mean, I've had patients where they've forgotten months after their head injuries. And like I said, that's not as common and it is pretty rare, but it definitely does happen. I actually had a patient a few years ago, very sad case, but she had a head injury, but she also had Lyme disease and some other things that had affected her brain. But she would go in and out of these episodes where she would forget who her husband was. So she had to have in her phone pictures of people or ways to spark her memory or phone call or numbers she could call to feel safe, where she'd go through these episodes and she'd totally forget who everyone in her life was. Very, very scary. You know, it may only last for a few hours or a day, and then she'd kind of snap out of it. So it definitely does happen. Not the most common thing, but when it does happen, very scary.
Absolutely. Getting back to the kids a minute, and maybe help out parents a little bit to say, parents, you know, because I'm telling you, I don't care who you are. If you play sports, you want to play. You don't want to come out of a game. You don't want to miss a game. Help out parents a little bit and say, hey, parents, you know what, if your kids are playing and this thing happens here, here's what you need to watch out for and just some of the symptoms.
Yeah, 100%. I think, well, first thing I think is every kid should be getting some sort of baseline, which could be, you know, like I said, we do a lot of cognitive testing. We look at the eyes. So we try to look at all these things, usually preseason and then postseason, right? So you can kind of see what's going on. But really, you know, even in the midseason, anything from, you know, headaches to a little bit of dizziness to, you know, fatigue, or maybe their grades are slipping, or, you know, even a lot of times what you'll see in younger children is, because a lot of times they won't vocalize symptoms, but you might see personality changes, or maybe they get a little bit more agitated or a little bit more short or things like that. Those are really important things to pay attention to, that a lot of people I hear them blame on, well, they're just moody because they're a teenager, or they're just moody because they're a little bit younger. And maybe, or once again, that could be also because of, you know, small concussions. You know, everyone thinks that concussion has to be this thing where you lose consciousness, but it isn't. And it's really the repetitive blows to the head over and over and over again that seem to really do more of the damage long term. So, you know, like I said, paying attention to anything that doesn't seem normal to them,
right?
Anything that seems out of the ordinary, that other people may say, oh, that's just fine. I think those are important things. And then if you have that baseline, then you can go back in and get checked and say, hey, his mood's been a little bit different. He's been sleeping a little bit more. His grades are slipping. And then you can rerun all the things in the baseline, and you can say, oh, everything looks normal. Probably it's nothing. Or you can say, yeah, wow, we're really seeing these objective things that you really see as indicators of concussions. You know, he must have suffered a concussion at some point. Okay, now let's take the appropriate steps.
Absolutely. Dr. Perry Maynard has been with us here. We're talking about concussions. And again, if you join his webinar tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, all you have to do is call their office, 303-781-5617. They'll give you the necessary information of how you can join that. But it'll be something good for you to know, especially, you know, your kids are playing sports. But I'm telling you, Dr. Maynard's mentioned this a few times. Car wrecks can easily do this to you with whiplash and different things like that. And so, Dr. Maynard, last question here is, one of the symptoms I saw, and you can tell me if you agree with it or not, was ringing in the ears. Now, some have tinnitus, the proper way to say that. Is it talking about that kind of ringing with, like, tinnitus or something, or is this something that just happens for a short time with a concussion?
So, yeah, no, so it would be tinnitus or tinnitus. It just from a different cause. So a lot of times after head injuries, that can be, you know, sometimes it can be very transient and very quick. Other times it can be longer lasting. Sometimes it can happen from damage to the actual nerve that connects your inner ear to your brain, right? Or damage to the inner ear. So some individuals will damage their inner ear and they may get ringing in their ears. They may get dizziness, all these things. That's kind of one reason why it can happen. And then other times areas of the brain that process sound can be damaged. Right. And these are also some of the patients that sometimes say, hey, I go to, a restaurant and I can't stand it. All the conversations going around around me, I can't tune out, or I can't tune out all this talking in the classroom or things like that. And you're looking at the areas of the brain that process auditory information or sound can be messed up. And then those can produce tinnitus. So sometimes tinnitus can just be that the brain is inducing a sound that it may be missing, or a tone that it may be missing. So it can be damage to the inner ear, damage to the brain. And then the other big part that I've seen it too is you can have what's called somatic tinnitus, which is tinnitus where it's coming from the neck or the jaw. So in a lot of whiplash car accident injuries, a lot of times the neck can produce tinnitus or the jaw can produce tinnitus. And the reason is that the jaw and the neck both have projections into the auditory centers of the brain because you don't want to hear yourself chewing. Right? Any of us ever had like a cold and your ears get stuffed up
right. And
you just hear yourself chewing and it's so loud, right? So your brain has connections with your jaw and your neck to make sure that you don't hear yourself chewing, breathing, doing all these things. So sometimes when you get damage to the jaw or the neck, that can create tinnitus. And sometimes just working on the neck, whether it be massage, manual therapy, chiro PT, that can help with tinnitus as well. So tinnitus is very common. Sometimes it can go away relatively soon, and a lot of patients I see, they've had it for 6 months to a year afterwards with very little change.
Right. Well, Dr. Maynard, hey, we appreciate your time. Join Dr. Maynard's webinar tomorrow night. Call 303-781-5617. Dr. Maynard, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Mark Griffith coming up next right here on KLZ 560.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.